You know why most master make you sit cross-legged like that? Or to sit on the floor? So in case you knock off, you don't hurt yourself. You don't fall too far. And also, when you sit like that, you don't sleep comfortably for too long. See? You might do it, but not for too long. Then you wake up and meditate again. But if I provide you with a meditation center with double beds, you know, okay? King size. And then what do you think? Huh? The whole meditation hall becomes music hall, huh? All kind of tunes will be playing. Yeah. So this is a super hotel. We don't need beds to sleep, huh? And the reason why you sit near together like this, huh? Is so that you can wake each other up as well. Everything is already thought of, see? How clever Master Jing Hai is. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Anybody can think of such things. So after a lot of our disciples sometimes go shopping around, you know, and bargain with other so-called masters or teachers who teach them method, and they get bored, and they come back here, habit, and then eat the hygienic food, you know, and everything like that. So the last thing you have to do is just to keep this place tidy, you know, the way it is, and then tie up all the things, yeah? And move all the trailers to the other side, to the lower place. For whatever purpose, just move it there. You know why? Because our meditation center is lower than all this garbage, and it makes you feel pressure. Huh? Today I just told somebody, if you move all this away, you have more luck. You know why? Because then you will feel more spacious, you know? When you go out, you don't feel like there's some pressure. This is not good feng shui, yeah? Yeah, because you put the garbage thing on top of your roof, blocking all the view, and it makes you feel narrow, huh? With pressure in between two blocks. It's not necessary like that, yeah? And when you walk out of the meditation center, the first thing you see is the toilet above your head, you know? And you just don't feel good about it, see? And this is a psychological feeling. When you don't feel good, you feel heavy, huh? And then you attract this heavy kind of atmosphere that comes to you, and that becomes bad luck, see? And if you feel good, if you're happy, relaxed, then you attract this, like attract light, you know? You attract or you will create this kind of lively atmosphere, and then you're very happy, happy, huh? Then you attract more happiness, more light, liveliness, and more kind of light-hearted feelings, and then luck comes, and that's what we call good luck, see? Good luck and bad luck we make ourselves. And there's nothing superstitious about what I say, that when you move that, you have more good luck, okay? Same principle in your house. Oh, about feng shui, anything like that, there's no superstition. You see, feng shui is something like the old science, yeah? Especially in the old time, it's even more important. In old time, sometimes you build a house on top of some undercurrent water and you don't even know. And then after a while, your house capsizes, huh? Collapses. That's no good, see? So some people, they have to go and see and measure with whatever they can to see if underneath there's something dangerous for you, huh? Or sometimes underneath there are some mines, you know, iron mines or something like that, which affect your magnetic field. Like, cái gì đó nó kêu magnetic á. There's some magnetic iron underneath sometimes. And then if you sleep, you know, you just... And you sleep like this, and then 5 minutes later, you become like just like the needle attracted by the magnetic iron, you know that? Yeah. And then later on, like this. Yeah, then there's no good feng shui, see? The feng shui is also a science. It is not superstition, if you know about it, no? It's not like if you put the house that way and God will protect you, and if you put the house that way, God will not protect you. God is not that way, this way. God is everywhere, huh? And for example, also, like if the door of your house is facing south, this is good, everybody knows that. Why is it good? Because south has more light, representing light. So most people, when they sleep, if they face south, it's good for their health. So that is one of the feng shui. It just probably coincides with the movement of the universe, you know. When it moves together in harmony, then it brings more health. And then When you're more healthy, you're more happy, huh? And when you're more happy, you attract more luck. Things like that. So the old-time people, they emphasized more feng shui because they didn't have much equipment to solidify their basement or things like that, like in modern times. They didn't have equipment. So they had to rely on those people. Either they had their third eye psychic power open and they could see underneath water, or they had some kind of psychic ability within themselves. They could sense, you know, like something underneath the house is not good for the owner if it's built on top of it, without a protective layer before the basement, something like that, you know, and they just need something. That this is nothing like cái gì bùa chú nói sao ha? Voodoo, huh? Yeah, no need, huh? Sometimes they do something just to neutralize the force of the nature, huh? And then bless this house. It's okay. If you believe in that, it's good for you. We have to find a good one, okay? Otherwise, I can also become a feng shui master. Just come, hula hula, ha! Five names. Meditate, yeah. For example, like that. Or if the wind, you know, the north wind, the cold wind, the bad wind, always blows this way, and you face your house this way, then of course you're about to catch a bad cold a lot of times. Whenever you open your door, or the wind comes through the gaps, right? Yeah, crack. Door cracks, huh? Crack. The door cracks? Yeah, the door cracks. And then it gives you sometimes piercing point kind of headache, huh? Okay, if you face that way to sleep, or face that way to drink tea all the time, huh? And then if you close the door, then you have some piercing kind of crack, like sharp wind coming to you, huh? And if you open the door, then the bad wind comes in, you know, and brings with it all kinds of course, disasters, huh? Bad for you, bad for your health. And that is bad feng shui. Feng means wind, shui means water. In the old times, wind and water were very important to the people. Before we have tap water or any kind of thing like this, you have a house, you must have water nearby. Yeah, so you have to ask the person who knows feng shui. He can sense the water where, or he has some instrument, no, crude one, you know, in the old times. Or he has psychic ability. He tell you, okay, here you can build a house this way, and then you dig a well that way, you have water. Huh? And you face your house that way because feng will come this way, no good for you. Things like that, you know. So I mean feng shui like that. It's just the position of the house in accordance with the harmony with nature. That's called feng shui. Similarly, this is bad feng shui, what you've done all these years. I suppose you, all of you here have a lot of voodoo masters, you know, and know feng shui and all that. A lot of Chinese here study I Ching and all that for years before I was even born. And study feng shui and all that, you know, all the weak, weak kind of science. And still didn't do anything about it. Even though I don't study any feng shui, I know it's no good. You just don't feel good, that's all. The good feeling is not there. You don't you feel a little pressure when you come in and come out of this crack over there? No, huh? You don't, huh? You always close your eyes and meditate. And leave everything else to master, yes. That's why I have to do it all the time. I have to clean the kitchen for you and get mad, and now I have to clean this, clear them off, okay? And plant some crawling kind of plant, you know, like maybe beans or something, and then you can harvest. And also cover the fence or cut the fence to be level, or change it into kind of see-through fence. And if you don't want people to see, it's fine also. But paint them in green or something together, not different colors. They're very contrasting, and it's very disturbing to the eyes, your eyes. Not to talk about artistic-wise, you see? Whatever is disturbing to your harmonious sense of beauty, then it's no good. It's no good feng shui. Yeah? And you meditate here, and everything's garbage and everything on top of you. When you come out, you feel, you know, you sense pressure. Huh? After you remove that, you feel more spacious. More spacious, huh? Feel more relaxed. And if you don't worry about neighbor looking, then you just do some kind of symbolic fence, you know, that you can see through. Or plant trees, you know, like the other side. I know it takes a lot of work, but it is worth it. No? Once it's done forever. So please work a little harder together and don't fight so much between each other and make a lot of disharmony and create trouble for your own center. And in consequence, affect your own spiritual practice as well as health and happiness at home. You see? When you're working together in the center, you're working for yourself. Don't forget that. It's not for him, not for the contact person, or not for the residents. Don't always rely on the residents. That's only a few women, old ones, 70 years old. And I ask if she has a boyfriend, she say yes, but 90 years old and in Paris. What can I do with that? For example, you should work together, you know. Find a time and, I mean, schedule yourself, you know. For example, you say, I'm sorry, but next week I cannot come, so join the next week group. See, space yourself out, give yourself time, give yourself convenience, but do something, because it's for you. See, every week you come here, and you come often, and sometimes you sit here 2-3 days a week or something. Your well-being should be taken into consideration by making the surrounding harmonious, beautiful. You are doing it well. You plant a lot of trees, and I know that took a lot of effort. And sometimes you say to me, like, yeah, you planted a lot of trees, but then they died. And I say, why? You say, nobody came and watered it. Of course, if nobody comes to water in the beginning, when the roots have not yet taken deep into the soil, then it dies. What you can do is very easy. So many people here. So you take turn even 2-3 persons a month, you see? It still takes a long time before your turn. You have to come here every day, a few people, just to take care of new plants or new grass, whatever you plant, because you put a lot of effort to plant something. And if you don't take care of it, it dies. Yeah, you waste money, you waste time, and you don't have anything. And then you get bored. Because you keep planting and you don't have anything, you feel bored, okay? You can plant more fruit trees over there too. A fruit tree a little bit farther away from the meditation center or the children playing area, because sometimes if you have fruit, if the flies, bees come, they might attack the children too. So think about it, if you want to attract these flies. You can plant trees too, huh? If they don't attract flies so much, it's okay. And plant them, they also have shadow, also green, and you have fruit. Yeah, whatever you plant is also fine. Even just green trees are okay. Go around here, this is the only place that has some trees. Huh? It's very good. I think the government should give you 5-star award. Instead of making trouble, yeah. Because laws are only to punish people who do bad, right? And who damage the environment. But whoever takes care, who really cares, and who makes more beautiful, then we should reward them. Is that not so?
Yes.
Law should not be rigid. Law for people, not people for the law. And we are very law-abiding citizens here, and we make everything beautiful. So even whatever government, they should consider, huh? If they're wise. That is just talking. Don't expect anything from the government, all right? We don't need, huh?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.